Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
So since last week, you've not had ulcer pains at all. You've not had ulcer pains at all. How long have you had this ulcer?
Over a year.
You've had ulcer for over a year. And are there things you don't you can't eat or you don't eat normally?
Yeah. I ate those things.
You ate those things and you didn't have any symptom. Can we celebrate the name of the Lord? How many of you in church when I said last Sunday that God was going to heal ulcer cases? And you heard me say that? Stomach conditions, any kind of stomach. Some people who came out yesterday that they couldn't sleep. Anyone who came out yesterday that they couldn't sleep? Last week, Sunday that they couldn't sleep. The Lord, are you sleeping now? You're sleeping now. The Lord gives us sweet sleep. All right, so, Sally. I don't know. Media, please help us with these mics.
Praise God. Okay. So during Thanksgiving service, she was very ill. She couldn't stay in church. She had to stay outside. So her teeth was bleeding. So she came to church and she remembered you saying that workers are the first partakers in this house. So she said there is no way she could come to church and return back sick. And by Tuesday, she was fine. No medication, nothing.
Nothing. Can we celebrate the Lord? And the bleeding has stopped? It stopped. All right. So let's go to the next one. Don't go. Just wait.
All right. So last week, she was having symptoms of malaria and typhoid. And she couldn't even attend rehearsal. But then she came to church on Sunday and she got her healing perfectly.
Perfect healing on Sunday. No symptom anymore. Can we celebrate the Lord? Come on. Yeah. I need one more person so it can be faster.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So last week he was down with malaria and he couldn't move, he couldn't do anything. But throughout the week he was very sick and God healed him and he also was healed from sensitive teeth.
Sensitive teeth?
Yes.
You've had sensitive teeth for how long? About 2 years. How do you know? How do you confirm that? Are there things you cannot eat or your teeth cannot touch? Itchy. You can't eat. You can't what? Sing? This mic is not working. Can you please talk into it?
Yeah. Most times I can't sing in a loud environment.
You can't sing in a loud environment. Because of your teeth. How many of you I told you that Jesus Christ saved you from allergies too? Every allergy. But you don't have it anymore, Abby. In the name of Jesus. All right. Next person, quickly. Quickly.
She couldn't see without her glasses. She couldn't read. She couldn't write. She couldn't do anything.
Without her glasses?
Yeah.
But she's still wearing glasses.
So these are not medicated.
So you stop wearing the medicated glasses? Oh, wow. You couldn't see without your glasses? When was this?
Last year.
Last year. When did you get healed?
Last week.
Last week, Sunday. How did you know? You removed your glasses?
Yes, I dropped them.
You dropped them and you can see clearly without them. Remove these glasses. What couldn't you see before?
She couldn't reach, she couldn't write.
What? How far couldn't you have seen before without your glasses? Could you have seen me without your glasses before if I lifted up my ear?
Yes, I could see, but I can't see any writings and readings, numbers, nothing.
So you couldn't read without your glasses before? You couldn't read without your glasses before? Can you read Exodus chapter 15, verse 26 for me?
And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the trumpet in her hand, and all the women went out after her with the trumpets.
Wow. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She couldn't read without her glasses before. When we said to, we had a meeting in Wusetu that time. How many of you remember that day? A lady came out. I came out to pray for them. She removed her glasses. She couldn't read without her glasses. She removed her glasses. She came out to be prayed for. She came out to be prayed for something else. She got back to her seat, tried to wear her glasses, and the glasses became blurry. She removed the glasses. She could see clearly without it. The glasses were blurry. She removed her glasses. She could see clearly without it. Just like that, God healed her. And this is amazing. She can read without her glasses now. Can we celebrate the Lord one more time? All right. Very fast.
All right, sir. We have three testimonies here.
Yeah.
She has had asthma for 6 years.
Asthma?
For six
Who?
Years.
You? 6 years. Do you have inhaler?
She treated.
Wait, when did you throw it away? 3 weeks. When did you get healed?
The first Sunday of...
The first Sunday? Yeah. You got healed first Sunday this month. How often did you have the asthmatic attack?
Is.
2 days you've had it.
Yes.
And in 3 weeks you've not had it.
No.
In 3 weeks you've not had your asthmatic attack.
Yes, sir.
Come on, church. 3 weeks, no asthmatic symptom. Just like that. Jesus is the great physician. Jesus is he leaves behind no side effects. He leaves behind no side effects. Thank you, everlasting Father. Yes, so what's...
Secondly,
Secondly?
She has had ulcer as well before now.
Asthma, ulcer.
Then on Sunday as well, that first Sunday, she got her healing.
On ulcer. Wow. Which one again?
Then.
Nightmares. So no more nightmares. You can sleep soundly now.
Yes, sir.
Even if you shoot gun by your ear, you won't hear. Asthma. I was very sure God was going to. If you are here and you have ulcer symptoms, make up your mind. You will not leave this church today without ulcer. I'm telling you, completely healed. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
So the word of knowledge came.
Yes.
That some people can't sleep. So he was believing God for his sister.
Yeah.
So he went back home, and the sister didn't have faith for the healing.
Mm.
So he said that. You mentioned that Jesus doesn't need your faith to get anyone healed.
Mm.
And the sister has been sleeping since then.
Wow.
She has been sleeping. And as a result of not sleeping,
yes.
It makes her sick. So, but now it's fine.
She's fine. She's well. And she's sleeping soundly now. Let's celebrate the Lord. Come on. All right.
Yeah.
Who else?
He had indigestion, terrible case of indigestion and pains in his lower abdomen.
Abdomen.
So
okay.
For 2 days, his friends kept asking him how he was. He was still feeling the pains, but he kept confessing positively.
Mm.
And after those 2 days, he woke up and then he was whole.
Healed completely. Completely. Let's celebrate the Lord. Healed completely. All right.
All right, sir.
Quickly.
So she had ulcer.
Let's hurry, please. Put my
she hand. Had ulcer before that doubled as chest pain and heart palpitation.
Ulcer.
Then whenever she eats some kind of food, she usually have that heart palpitation for hours.
Heart
and last week,
palpitation. Your
go
heart will
fast.
Be beating fast.
Yes, very, very
if
fast.
You eat some certain food.
Anything at all, right? Anything I eat.
The devil's a bastard.
Fast. So since this week, I've not had any experience.
Nothing like that this week.
Yes.
Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate Jesus. Now, don't make it look as if you're the one that did this thing yourself. Jesus did it. Come on. All right.
Okay, so she has been experiencing hormonal imbalance. She had to see a gynae for it.
Okay.
and the symptoms have been terrible.
Okay.
But God has healed her.
Completely.
No symptom. And she went back to check. Nothing.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
In the name of... You know, I have a very special interest in your case. Big babes. Yeah? You cannot have a hormonal imbalance. Not when I'm alive. Eh? So the symptoms are gone. Completely. If anybody has hormonal imbalance, irregular menstrual cycle, you are healed completely in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right.
He had a bad case of sciatic pain.
Sciatic?
Yeah.
What's that, David?
Sciatica. It has to do it with the spinal cord. The tip of it.
Okay.
Yes, the caudal inner region.
Okay.
So it could also be called a post neuralgia.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So now, how do you know you're healed?
During the week, I was the one who chatted you on Instagram. And
you chatted me on Instagram?
Yeah.
Did I answer back?
Yeah, you replied because I first shared a testimony about someone.
Okay.
Who joined online and
okay.
She has been having a blood flow
okay.
over 23 days.
Okay.
So last Sunday, on Wednesday, she testified that blood flow stopped.
Over 23 days? She was bleeding for 23 days.
She was bleeding.
Did you guys hear that?
So
bleeding for 23 days stopped.
So she was, because she was about to leave for church at Lagos, so I asked her to join online. So she said.
She joined online and in 23 days, bleeding stopped. Tell me, neighbor, you are here.
So, while I was sharing that testimony, and I was also trusting God for the pain I've been having since 2020.
2020.
Yes, I had an injection. So after that injection, so that pain do goes and come. So I've been on.
Is that pain a side effect of the injection?
Yes,
Dr. David. Can that happen? They said there was an injection they gave to him that caused the pain.
Yes.
Is it possible?
It could.
It's possible. Yes. All right, so how do you know you're healed? What couldn't you do before?
I couldn't kick out my leg before because I do have this tingling pain. Like, the pain, like, it's like a shock.
Yes.
More or less like when you hit your buttock on the ground.
Yes.
That shock that comes
out. I know that shock.
So it's always coming.
Yes.
So, and since Thursday when I was trusting God, so I woke up one morning, I just... found that out.
It's disappeared.
Yeah, it disappeared.
So that shock is no longer there.
Yes.
Since 2020, a pain in his spine. Come on, church, you can do better than this. Come on. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Healed completely. A spinal pain healed completely now in the name of Jesus. Help me.
Yes, I have a wonderful testimony here.
Tell me.
She had pneumonia when she was small, when she
okay.
was little. She didn't know. Then it resulted into chronic asthma. Then she realized after last Sunday she could do the things she was unable to do before. She could walk out.
Do you have inhaler? You have inhaler? So because I used to ask, if they have inhaler, that means a diagnosed asthma. And you've not had to use it since when?
Since, I think, last 3 weeks.
Last 3 weeks?
Yes.
You've not had asthmatic attacks last 3 weeks. How often do you have it before?
Most times when I cry for a very long time.
Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Is it that boy?
Or when I take very chilled water.
Eh?
When I take very chilled water or I stress myself.
Okay. I should forget about the crying parts. Have you taken chilled water?
Sir?
Have you taken chilled water? You took chilled water from the station. And you are healed completely. Come. Father, we thank you. Asthmatic symptoms healed completely. Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift up our two hands? Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Wow.
She fell from the bathroom last year. And she has been having pains on her nail. And you called out people to come out 2 weeks ago. So you could pray for them. She didn't come out. She was on her seat, but the healing touched her and she has been healed completely since.
Nika, healed. You fell in the bedroom 2 years ago. You've had
last year.
You've had that pain since last year and it's no longer there. How do you know it's no longer there?
able to kneel down before now. Since then, I've not been able to kneel and rest on my.
Well, can you do that now? Yeah, I need anonymous. Wow. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me.
Thank you, my Lord.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord.
Thank you, Baba. Where she was seated, the Lord touched her there and healed her. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
She has had loss of appetite. She wasn't able to eat, and because of that, she has been losing weight. You gave a word of knowledge about appetite, and then she keyed into it. And since then, she has been eating.
Appetite is restored. Yeah. Bible says it satisfies her mouth with good things. Let's celebrate the Lord. Come on. Healed.
All right, sir. We have two testimonies here.
Okay.
She was sick from Tuesday last week.
Okay.
Up till Sunday, she took medications. It didn't work.
Wow.
Then she came to church on Sunday and she took communion on Sunday and she got her healing completely.
Amazing. Let's celebrate the Lord. I know about that.
Then secondly, one of the 6 a.m. prayers, you gave a word that there was somebody with injury that didn't heal properly.
Yes.
Then she had this injury on her leg. It had healed, but then the wound was kind of concave.
Yes, like yes. But can you feel any pain there now?
No pain, but then anytime she after the prayer, she realized that whenever she wakes up, the wound had elevated.
I get the point. The sky is now leveling up with the skin.
Yes, exactly.
I get. Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A wound that has refused to be perfectly healed is now completely healed. Thank you, Jesus. All right. If you have given your testimony, you can go back to your seat so I can know how many people I have left. All right.
She has been having fatigue and weakness for a long time.
Okay.
Last week, you gave a word about it, and since then, she hasn't had it anymore.
No fatigue, no weakness anymore. Your strength is restored. Thank you, Father. All right. The Pulika.
Okay. So, during his NYC camp, he fell ill from malaria. Normally, he would take medication, and on the first day, he would be perfect. But the third day, he wasn't feeling too good. So he went back home. So in the process of using the restroom, he collapsed. So that's how terrible the malaria was. And he came to church, believing God for healing. And that was the first day of the communion service. But the communion didn't get to him. But regardless, he still got healed.
Hallelujah. So the symptoms are all gone now. It will not return. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Very, very briefly now, we're going to take the communion again. I want you to know that the healing power of God is here right now. See that sister? She couldn't read without her glasses. And now she reads perfectly without it. God is healing cancer, healing ulcer, healing asthma in the name of Jesus. That woman had been bleeding for 23 days. 23 days. God stopped by the power of God. Exodus 15 verse 26. Help me do more. Exodus 15 verse 26. Quickly. Exodus 15 verse 26. Yes. Yes.
To the voice of the Lord thy God,
yes,
and will do that which is right in his sight,
yes,
and will give ear to his commandments,
yes,
and keep all his statutes,
yes.
I will put none of these diseases upon thee,
yes,
which I have brought upon the Egyptians,
yes,
for I am the Lord.
I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord, he says. I am the Lord that healed thee. I am not the one behind your sickness. I am not the one responsible for your sickness. I am the one responsible for your healing. I am your master surgeon. I am your master physician. He said, I am the Lord. that healed you. It is the Lord that heals you. Heals you of your pain. Heals you of your ache. And I said last 2 weeks that the balm of Gilead is his word. The balm of Gilead is his word. The great physician is Jesus. In Proverbs 4 verse 20 to 22, he says, attend to my words. Next week Sunday, I'm going to come with a list of healing scriptures. And we're going to look at it together. Every disease, every infirmity, every illness that may have escaped all through your years will not escape this month in the name of Jesus. I said, will not escape this month in the name of Jesus. I am the Lord that healed thee, says. I'm the Lord that healed thee. He's the one behind your healing. He's the one behind your health. He's the one behind your strength. He's the one behind your healing. In Mark chapter 1, the Bible spoke about Jesus Christ. He was going to a city, found the man was leprous. Help me. Mark chapter 1 verse 41. Let's read from verse 40. Do more. Mark 1. Let's start from 39. Mark chapter 1 verse 39.
And he preached in their synagogues,
yes,
throughout all Galilee.
Yes.
And cast out devils.
Yes.
And there came a leper to him.
Yes.
Beseeching him.
Yes.
And kneeling down to him.
Kneeling down.
And saying unto him,
yes,
if thou wilt,
yes,
thou canst make
it
me
says
clean.
He knelt down and said to Jesus, if you will, you can make me well. So he was saying, Lord Jesus, the power to make me well is not the question. If you will, you can make me well. That is saying, I know you have the power to make me well, but I don't know if you are willing. Can you give me an NLT for that translation? Verse 40. I don't know if you are willing to make me well. Yes.
A man with leprosy,
yes,
came and knelt in front of Jesus,
yes,
begging to be healed.
Begging to be healed, yes.
If you are willing,
if you are willing,
you can heal me.
He says, if you are willing, you can. So you see, the question is not about the power of God to do something. And if you ask a lot of us here today, the question is not whether we think God can do it. The question is whether we think he will do it. Even if he can do it, will he do it for me? Help me to say next.
Moved with compassion.
Moved with compassion.
Jesus reached out and touched him.
Jesus reached out and touched the man and said,
I am willing.
I am willing. Yes.
He said,
be said,
be healed.
I am willing. A leper. He was outside the city gates. A leper. We all know what leprosy is in those days. Worst, the worst ailment ever. Everyone would have abandoned him. His wife, his children, his family, his neighbors, everybody abandoned him. Because nobody wanted to contact the leprosy. Jesus said, I am willing, and touched him. Why did he touch him? He could have healed him without touching him. He could heal him by just speaking a word. Why did Jesus touch him? Nobody would have agreed to touch him. He wanted to heal him emotionally first before healing him physically. When last did anybody touch him? But Jesus touched him. Because he was moved with compassion. He said, I will. I will. I am the Lord God that healed thee. I'm the Lord God that healed thee. Get me the communion. I'm the Lord God that healed thee. I'm the Lord God that healed thee. I'm the Lord, I am willing. 3 John verse 2 says, I wish above all things. 3 John verse 2, help me do more. I wish above all things. Help me, what does it say?
Dear friend.
Yes. 3 John verse 2.
Beloved,
yes,
I wish above all things.
I wish above all things
that thou mayest prosper.
That you prosper
and be in health.
So if you know the will of God is that you be in health. The will of God is clear. The will of God is open. The will of God is not hidden from us. His will is that we be in health. Therefore, I pray anyone who has any kind of ailment whatsoever, you will not go back home with them in the name of Jesus. I said you will not go back home with them in the name of Jesus. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. I wish above all things that you prosper. Psalm 107 verse 20 says he sent forth his word and he healed them. And he delivered them from their destruction. He healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Give me Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah 53, I beg your pardon. Verse 4, what does it say? Isaiah 53, verse 4.
Surely, he hath borne our griefs.
The Bible says, surely he hath borne our griefs.
And carried our sorrows.
So when the Bible says he bore your griefs, he also carried your sorrows, yes?
Yet we did esteem him stricken.
Yes.
Smitten of God.
Yes.
And afflicted.
Yes.
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
He was wounded. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, yes?
He was bruised for our iniquities.
He was bruised for our iniquities, yes?
The chastisement of our peace was
the
upon him.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him, yes?
And with his stripes.
With his stripes.
We are healed.
With his stripes. He says, surely he has borne our sicknesses. I said the day that Jesus Christ died for our sins, was the day he died for our sicknesses. If he already bore the pain, you should not be bearing it now. If Jesus already bore the pain, you cannot be bearing cancer. And there's a creative power in his word, such that if everything was made by the word, everything can be remade by the word. If your liver, a lady who had no uterus, the uterus was removed by surgery. It's not that maybe we did not know. She had a terrible health complication and her uterus had to be removed to save her life before she got married. She got married and gave birth to twin boys. Because the one that made the first uterus still has many in store. So if your liver is failing or has failed, there is liver for you in heaven right now. If your kidney is failing or has failed, if your heart is failing or has failed, and by extension, every kind of blood condition, Jesus, whose word made the first one, is alive today to make another one. Several testimonies we have seen of people who didn't have body parts. Is the master surgeon? Is the master surgeon? He gave people brand new eyes. Gave people brand new hearts, brand new kidneys. Every dead or dying organ on your body is hereby replaced in the name of Jesus. Surely he had borne it. If he has borne my sicknesses, I should not be bearing it again. If he has carried my pain, I should not be carrying it again. If Jesus died on the cross, they call it double jeopardy. I can't be paying for what he already paid for. If he died on the cross, nailed on the cross, beaten with stripes. The Bible says, by whose stripes I'm healed. If there's any sickness in your body, you know there are some genetic sicknesses that was in your parents, and you're already finding traces of those sicknesses in your own life right now. Some of us, there's someone here, there's this thing I'm going to say now. I'm just trying to describe it. You feel as if there's pain in your body. You just feel some sharp, like a sharp pricking under your skin or inside your body. Sometimes it may be from your sleep. It's strange. That's the spirit of infirmity. As you take that communion this morning, every obstruction disappeared in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that we are seated far above all powers, all principalities in Christ. When he died, He took us far above. We are seated far above sickness, far above disease. Therefore, every kind of sickness that has been expressing itself in your body, even skin conditions, skin rashes, things that refuse to go, everything that has refused to go, this morning they are disappearing in the name of Jesus. We're going to take the communion right now. I want you to please, quickly, if you have friends online, thank God for that brother who called his friend. 23 days of bleeding stopped just because he joined online. If you have any sick sibling, ask them to join in now. The healing power of God is in this place. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost 1 minute. Keba brande lebashkaya. Leba radabaku feleke bledisa. Radabaka shekete lebregedia. Relabaka sotelebata. Kekabaradabashaya. Ikta mambo mangla mambra skepra shate. Legede bregede lebradiski ataya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Surely he has borne it. Surely. If you are here, you have scalp. You have a scalp condition. Like you have wound under your hair. You have wounds under your hair. You have wounds under your hair. Scalp condition. Wounds under your hair. You are getting dried up now. Thank you, everlasting Father. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Heart palpitation, heart burn, internal heat. Right now, healing. Stunted hair growth. Come on. Stunted, your hair is falling. Kupabara setele kabaratashka. Keba babo ko biliki biliateya. Rikabara dabaka shile bataya. Pray the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Surely he has borne it. The master surgeon has borne it. Any dead or dying organ in your body is being replaced this morning. Hey, the master surgeon is here. The master surgeon, Jesus, is here. Kerata, shekalabaka telekebaya. Every heart condition, every blood condition, pray for your siblings. Thank you, Father. Your father ate manna and they are dead. He said, but he that eateth of me shall never die. As you take in this communion today, everything that is dead or dying in your body is restored back to life in the name of Jesus. Every dead organ, every dying organ, every health condition, dead or dying, by the power in the name of Jesus, they are restored back to life. Nothing will escape the body and the blood. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the communion very fast. Back, like a sharp pain, it's like a pain, like a needle. Where do you have it?
My wife has neck pain, so I'm coming up for her, and also my older sister has chronic migraine.
Okay, since we're small, the pain. pain. The pain is here. It comes and goes like a pain, like a sharp pain. Sharp pain. Your back. When you try to stand up. How about you? How often do you have it? It's your mom. Your mom has it. Pain in her legs. All right, lift up your hands to heaven. Father, in the name of... Lift up your two hands. Lift it up. In the name of Jesus, I stand against you, foul spirit. Today is the last day. Your affliction over these bodies are over now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every operation of the devil. Fire. Right now, fire. Right now, fire. Burn off. In the name of Jesus, fire. In the name of Jesus, fire. In the name of Jesus, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. In the name of Jesus, you are healed completely. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, healed completely, healed completely, healed completely. In Jesus' precious name, you never see it anymore. In Jesus' precious name. So I've prayed for you now. It's not normal. Some of you said you've had this since you're a child. It's an affliction of the devil. But you'll never see it anymore again. Just, let's celebrate the Lord as you go back to their seats. You have your communion. Everybody has their communion. Everybody has communion now. All right. Everybody has communion now. Let's take out the bread. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we take in the bread right now, everything, every planting, everything put in the body of anybody here, every evil planting, as we take in this flesh and this body, I declare right now complete healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, by your stripes we were healed. And you took on your body stripes for us. It says, surely you have borne our sicknesses. And therefore I declare, everything that you have borne, we refuse to bear. In Jesus' precious name. Take the bread. The Bible says he took the blood in his hands. And say, this is my blood. The blood of the New Testament shed for the remission of sins. And the day that he died for our sins was the day he died for our sicknesses. The life of an animal is in the blood. I therefore speak into your system now. Every blood-related disease, everything that can be found in the blood, sickle anemia, every kind, blood conditions, right now, as you take in this blood, you are completely healed of them. Your heart will beat normally. Everything that is dead or dying in your body is hereby restored to life. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' precious name, let's take the wine. Pray in the Holy Ghost 1 minute. Memba brash ketaya. Lebara rabako sote lebrede lebarash kebrande lebahaya. Leba mamba mambo uka. Ekta brash shegede lebregedelia. Lebara da brande le kabara da bashakta labrada yabahaya. Embande leboro soto lokoboro do shegete lebeta. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the healings. Thank you for the healings.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827. or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SLChurchNG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church.